The books alleged to be written by Maulana advocate evolution, opposing the fact that everything is created by God. An important notice. It is possible that those remarks quoted in this video weren't actually written by Maulana himself, but rather added to his books by others afterwards. However, the quotes you will see in this video deny the fact that everything is created with God's commands, and advocate the theory of evolution, claiming that everything is the product of blind coincidences. It is unacceptable that an idea denying the creation by God is advocated in the name of Islam. Therefore, it is crucial to have those parts in question removed from those books published by the Turkish Directorate of Religious Affairs and the Ministry of National Education. It is attention-grabbing how some people who say that they are against God, Islam, and the Quran still advocate Rumiism, along with certain people claiming to be Muslims. Rumism is being used by some circles to instill a conception of Islam which does not exist in the Quran. Evolution has no place in the Quran. It is impossible for a single protein to form by chance. More than 700 million fossils prove creation. There is not a single fossil, however, proving the accuracy of evolution. Just like the jinns, angels, and the prophet Moses' staff turning into a snake were created suddenly and with absolutely no evolutionary process, man was also created suddenly as revealed in the Quran. Despite this fact shown by both science and the Quran, any attempt to harmonize Islam with Darwinism does not comply with the principles of the Quran. First he came into the clime of inorganic things, and from the state of inorganic things he passed into the vegetable state. And when he passed from the vegetable into the animal state, the vegetable state was not remembered by him at all. The Creator was leading him from the animal state towards humanity. A book which is set to speak about Islam says that mankind transformed firstly into plant form, then into animal form, and finally into human status, and that he came into being by himself and by chance. This is the idea of evolution, and may God forbid denying the creation by God. These statements advocate the same non-scientific logic as Darwinism, which provides the foundation for terrorism. I died to the inorganic state and became endowed with growth. And then I died, vegetable growth, and attained to the animal. I died from animality and became Adam. Why then should I fear, when I have become less by dying? Saying I was an animal, then I became a man, means God did not create man. Surely God is beyond that. But animals transformed into human beings by themselves. A Muslim believes that everything is created by God. This is also the fact revealed by science. However, these books claim to be written by Maulana asserts the opposite. The Turkish nation is presented as, may God forbid, barbaric and is humiliated in the books alleged to be written by Maulana. There's a well-known story that Sheikh Salahuddin one day hired some Turkmen workmen to build the walls of his garden. Effendi Salahuddin, said the master Rumi, you must hire Greek workmen for this construction. It is for the work of demolition that Turkish workmen must be hired. For the construction of the world is special to the Greeks, and the demolition of this same world is reserved for the Turks. Divine predestination has disposed of affairs in such a way that little by little the constructions become ruins. He created the people of the Turks in order to demolish, without respect or pity, all the constructions which they see. They have done this and are still doing it. They shall continue to do it day in and day out until the resurrection. Darwin told that lie, that Turks are an undeveloped nation which should be eliminated, and this lie was the primary principle of the occupation forces in the First World War. These expressions indoctrinate anti-Turkism just like Darwinism does. The Turkish nation is presented as a threat created to destroy the world. This distorted logic paves the way for those striving to divide Turkey and eliminate our nation. It is very crucial that our state and nation realize this danger.